This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, and you can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we are joined by...
I'm Ian.
And I'm Vincent. And Ian, you're going to finish telling us why we need to put on a damn mask.
This is according to CNN, and of course I am not in agreement with the viewpoints expressed, but... I thought it was entertaining, so I wanted to bring it up. The story here is actually titled "Wear the Damn Mask" or "Why You Need to Wear the Damn Mask" by a woman named Catherine Perlman. So she says, it's hard to pinpoint how many of us are clueless and careless. Maybe half of those who go outside, a third, some other fraction. The lack of empathy is jarring. We need a shift. We need our leaders, all of them, to get the message out loud and clear. If you're, by the way, I don't have any leaders, and I don't want to be told what to do by these politicians. I don't believe a thing that they say, and I don't care what party they're from.
Well, and you know, neither does anyone else, right? When she says they need to get the message out, it means they need to force people to put these masks on, like in Massachusetts.
If you are away from the closed system of your home, the message should say you must wear a mask. That means to employers mandating that workers of all kinds mask up. Do they want the disease to spread or to subside? Do they want business and economy to eventually come back, or don't they? Masks of... By the way, the economy would have been just fine had none of this government crap been shoved down anyone's throat. Would some people have died? Yes. Some people died anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, you know,
but at least there would be food that would be plentiful, and jobs would still be had, and you wouldn't have record numbers of unemployment and so on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and you know, you see the majority of people dying are in nursing homes or elderly, right. Have comorbidity. But if we have a depression in this country, just imagine all the people going to be dying from suicides because they lost their jobs, from malnutrition, all around the world and the developing world. Absolutely.
Tremendous numbers. She goes on to say, masks of any kind are not perfect barriers for contagion. Wearing one doesn't offer full protection and shouldn't be thought of as foolproof. A foolproof, safe way to interact. But experts report that wearing a mask does help protect against transmission by asymptomatic carriers. And note that data show, according to, among others, Robert Redfield, President Donald Trump's CDC director, that likely one in four people infected with COVID-19 are indeed asymptomatic and unaware of their contagion. So again, the suggestion here, and there's a little bit more, but there's the suggestion here is that all these people who are afraid of getting sick should also just go ahead and be able to walk around because everyone else will wear a mask in order to give those people some extra leeway. And I don't owe those people that. I don't owe them anything. If you want to quarantine yourself, then take that seriously and stay the hell out of public and let the rest of us do the work that we intend to do. She goes on to say, be prudent, be kind. One can think the government's response to the virus is an overreaction and still wear a mask, just in case you might make someone sick. That's reality, she says. Wearing a mask is cumbersome, it's hot, and it's uncomfortable, but it can save lives. Well, you know what else can save lives? If no one ever gets behind the wheel of a car ever again.
Very true.
You will save tens of thousands of lives every year, let alone all the people who you will save from getting injuries, who maybe won't die, but will end up with broken limbs or perhaps missing limbs from car accidents. So why don't we just go ahead and save all those lives? You know what? We can also save people from drowning by stopping them from being able to, like, pull a bath in their house. You know, let's get rid of all bathtubs, get rid of all pools as well, because, you know, children drown in pools.
All sharp corners. We're only allowed to have round circular tables.
Right. So, look, I mean, there's risk involved in life, and these people think they can get rid of it and just force people to wear whatever they want. Going on. She says, it can save lives and ease the burden on those doctors and nurses facing unspeakable pain and suffering on the front lines. well, those few that are actually working, making personal sacrifices for the public good has not always been an American priority. We are an individualistic culture, and by nature we may find it more difficult to empathize with others when our own freedom and liberties feel like they're on the line. There's resistance to allowing the government or anyone else step in and require, or even strongly urge, Americans to cover their faces. But surely we can all understand that sometimes regulations are in place to protect people from themselves, or to avoid suffering of the community. See, your individual rights don't really matter, is what she's saying, because somebody else might get hurt. Somebody else might get sick. So therefore, we get to tell you what to do. She says, we require drivers to wear seatbelts. Well, no, we don't. Not in New Hampshire, lady. And you know what? Most people do it anyway, because it's a good idea. To protect the passengers and minimize the potential for serious injuries. She says laws require children to have vaccines, not only for the child's sake, but to maintain herd immunity for all of us. We don't have a vaccine for COVID-19, but we can all help until we do.
Well, and first off, where do they have laws that everyone needs to be vaccinated? I know like certain schools only let the children in if they're vaccinated, but I mean, I do hear in some states are removing religious exemptions now for vaccines, so that's horrifying, because I never knew there were any laws on the books forcing people to get vaccinated.
Back in the early 1990s, she says, I was a social work intern in the HIV/AIDS unit at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital in New York City. AIDS was still a death sentence, and every worker and visitor took universal precautions to avoid transmission with all patients. The prevailing wisdom then and now is that when it's impossible to assess by looking if someone could be infected, wear gloves and masks. We protected ourselves. Yes, wearing gloves was uncomfortable. So was getting HIV. Where are our universal precautions for COVID-19? Wearing a mask in public is an act of respect for your fellow humans. No, it's an act of obedience. And you know what? Again,
it's dehumanizing, too. I can't understand anything anyone says wearing a mask.
That's a great point. It makes it harder to understand people. It makes it harder to see their facial expressions. It's disconnecting from humans. And yet she says it's empathetic. She says it's the kind of empathy I try to teach my children. Our kids are watching the adults through this pandemic, and they are learning lots of lessons, intended and unintended. I want my children to understand that being mildly inconvenienced for the greater good is not only right, it's a moral imperative. It's how we manage to live together in relative safety in our society. It's a no-brainer. Wear the damn mask.
Well, are you convinced, Ian?
No.
Would you say, does anyone think that's convincing?
Well, I mean, I get what she's saying if you view life from her perspective. And her perspective is safety is the paramount. So anything is justifiable as long as it increases safety. She says, well, it's just a minor inconvenience. But, you know, it's still something that is a choice that people don't have to make, because I shouldn't be inconvenienced because somebody else is afraid. If you're afraid, you inconvenience yourself. You lock yourself up. You call Instagram or whoever, Instacart, call up these people and tell them you want somebody to bring food to your doorstep and leave it there so you don't have to see anybody, you don't have to touch anybody, and you can stay out of society, because society should be a place where people can be free and productive and do what the hell they want to do. And for those of people who want to live in fear, your fears shouldn't affect me or anybody else.
And how it affects children also, where she's, I mean, I imagine her to be the type who's called, this is why we're not allowed to play dodgeball in schools. That's
sure.
Why, or most
safety.
Schools. That's why there's...
Someone might get hurt.
A lot of places there's no playgrounds anymore. And if there are playgrounds, right. You're not allowed to run on the
right.
Playground. I remember that. That was like the worst rule back in elementary school. And I mean, life is about facing fears, right? And we have a whole generation of ninnying people. And this is why I think people my generation are becoming very, very status, because their whole life they've lived in this protective bubble of the state, of the public schools.
Right.
Oh, the government's going to, you know, government's going to save us. And if anyone is speaking out against that, if anyone values freedom over safety, they're a threat. They get the police called on them. They get socially ostracized.
And now it's even worse than it's ever been.
Oh, yeah.
Now
yes.
This gives people the excuse to be all high and mighty from, you know, her perch. She knows what's best for society, and you're not doing it.
No, yeah, and we're going to use this. I mean, I'm afraid that a lot of this is going to be irreversible. And, you know, and whenever they bring in life or death, that's an emotional trigger for people just giving up their rights. It's like V for Vendetta, you know, there's this big virus here. We have to let the government totally take over and keep people safe, even though the crisis was manufactured by the government from the start. What do you think? Were you convinced by that argument? You can call in, let us know. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. And you can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE, F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent. And now I want to just go over this quick article here. The Empire, or rather... I guess it would work out if this was New York, right? Because the Empire State strikes back, but now you can't have any law. Your guns are very, very banned there. So now the Empire is striking back in Michigan, though, right? Many of you have probably heard that there was an armed demonstration at the state capitol in Michigan, citizens demanding that the state open up. I think it was just like the Governor Whitmer, the fascist running that state, she has been like the most draconian out of all the other states, I believe, at least her to the point
besides
where
besides New York,
besides New York, and she's getting in trouble with the state legislature regarding how draconian her laws are. So now she's trying to strike back. Michigan state officials consider gun ban after armed protests, and this is actually out of all places from AlJazeera.com. Legislators in the state of Michigan are reportedly considering new measures to ban guns from inside the state capitol building after armed protesters staged a provocative protest there last week and prompted criticism from across the political spectrum in the United States. Hundreds of anti-lockdown demonstrators, some of them armed, gathered at the state capitol building in Lansing, Michigan, last Thursday during a session which a skeleton crew of state legislators gathered to consider a measure rebuking Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Well, it's sort of like, I don't know, it's sort of ridiculous that they, in my view, like unless they didn't know what was happening at the time, to protest the state at the state capitol when the legislature was thinking of rebuking the governor for what they're protesting against. Maybe they had no idea what was going on. I don't know. The protesters, as well as many legislators, said the governor's measures, among the most strict in the nation, were excessive. On Wednesday, the Republican-led state legislature sued the governor in an effort to block her emergency measures. See here, John Truscott, the Republican vice chair of the Michigan State Capitol Commission, which manages, maintains, and restores the buildings and its grounds, told local news outlets in Michigan that the commission is considering the logistics of a possible ban. Quote, "We've been dealing with what is the law, what is our jurisdiction. If there is any possibility of limiting people bringing loaded weapons into the building..." Truscott said, critics of the gun-toting protesters came from across U.S. political spectrum after images of them were broadcast across the country. Even Fox News Channel commentator Sean Hannity, a noted conservative supporter of gun rights and confidant of President Donald Trump, described the sight of armed, screaming protesters, many of them dressed in military clothing, as counterproductive to the cause. So now...
Yeah, you played a clip from that last night on your after show, Questioning Authority, which happens usually Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. on our DLive and Twitch channels at DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. And it wasn't just Hannity. There was also some other show that took a clip from Hannity.
Oh, yeah, Outnumbered. Yeah.
Another Fox show with multiple hosts on there, and of course they were all echoing, "Oh yes, I agree with Sean. Whatever you say, keep those guns away. Oh, we like your gun rights, but just don't show them."
Yeah, absolutely. Keep your guns buried in your backyard until it's too late and you're put into the camp. So
So I'm gonna play devil's advocate here on this one, Vincent. So. Some people would say that, well, see what happened? You brought the guns out. Look, I support your gun rights, but you brought guns out, and now they're talking about banning them from the state house. See what happens when you exercise your rights?
I mean, I do understand that position. I think that maybe it was a little bit excessive for them to show up with guns in the Capitol for this.
Why? It happened in New Hampshire. Was it excessive here?
Well, that was afterwards, I mean. Well, first off, there were more guns. That was the one militia. There's a stronger militia movement in Michigan because militias
were
actually legal
there. Well, there were just guys with guns in New Hampshire. I mean, there was the New England, whatever they called themselves.
Boogaloo crew.
Yeah, but then there was also just dudes there that were carrying guns.
Very true, yeah. I mean, I think that people have become afraid of guns, right? Obviously the U.S. is full of guns, but the average person, and at least what I've encountered on a college campus, people are terrified of it, even if you're being safe with it, just say, "Hey, look, I'm just letting you know I'm carrying." People you just show a gun in the holster, and people lose their mind. If you just mention someone that having a gun, people lose their mind, and it's unfortunate because this country country's founding, right? Like, everyone almost essentially needed a gun to hunt or to defend themselves. And just, you know, what happens when, you know, what is it, when seconds matter, but police are minutes away?
Yeah, sure.
You know, so he's, you know, we're just, it's becoming a nation of, I mean, I want to say
ninnies.
Yeah, ninnies. I want to say sheeple, but, you know, sheep are actually better able at defending themselves than the average American. So, we go to the phone lines here. We have James from Arizona waiting patiently. Well, you know, let's not make any assumptions, Ian. James from Arizona. Well, he wants to talk about corruption and lies. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
If I were to receive just compensation, like a Bitcoin for every time I heard you for years saying that I have three allegedly now it is duties, not to mention all the awful things that Ian Bernard and Mark Edgington, who call themselves ministers, have said about me that aren't true, including, you may laugh, Vincent, but Ian Bernard, if you were my son, Vincent, he literally would be in an assisted living home right now.
You'd beat your own son to death? Or near to death?
No, you're talking about you, Ian.
Huh?
I'd beat you, Ian.
If I were your son, you would beat me to the point where I have to live in an assisted living facility.
Just as I had to tell a Federal Bureau of Investigation officer over the phone, who asked me about smashing your head into pavement, Ian Bernard?
You've said much worse.
I told him, yes. I told him that I'm a Roman Catholic, and that lucky for Ian Bernard, who called me a liar on the public airwaves about something that isn't true, that you've repeated. If you pay me a Bitcoin for every time you repeated it,
you're repeating it.
Is that all you want now? Is a Bitcoin?
I'd go to China.
For every time?
I'd take all the... You owe me way more than $500,000 if you two would have to pay me for every time.
I don't know you squat. You know what? I put you on the air on this radio show every time you call in. You've called in for years and you're boring.
You're never finished, James.
And you keep on bringing up the same old crap. You don't bring anything. Almost never do you bring anything new to the table. And you just keep on harping on things that happened, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago now or however the hell long it's been.
It's been too long.
That you've been calling in.
So we go to
pathetic.
We go to Dodger in Michigan. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I haven't been tuned in, but all hail Whitmer. Sorry. Uh-huh. Kind of a joke here in Michigan, in my circle anyway.
Is she popular?
I think it was...
No.
Facetious.
People don't like her. What I can say is the irony of being a quote-unquote essential worker. First off, I got laid off from my under-the-table job.
Damn.
When the ban went into place, and I had to find work immediately because I can't just live off the state through unemployment. So I found legitimate, quote-unquote, legitimate employment through a national chain of pharmacies. Now, it's rather funny that there are people out there that have their bathrooms unlivable, kitchens unlivable, the type of work that I normally do.
All right, sorry, Dodger, hold on. We're coming up against going up against a hard break. Coming up, we'll get to your funny story, and Australia projects more deaths from this thing under lockdown than coronavirus. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department said that it's dropping the criminal case against President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, abandoning the prosecution that became a rallying cry for the president and his supporters in attacking the FBI's
Trump-Russia investigation. The action was a stunning reversal for one of the signature cases brought by special counsel Robert Mueller. The action was swiftly embraced by President Trump, who declared of Flynn he was an innocent man. He also accused Obama administration officials of targeting Flynn and said that I hope a big price is going to be paid. The department said it had concluded that Flynn's interview by the FBI was untethered to and unjustified by the FBI's counterintelligence investigation, and that the interview was conducted without any legitimate basis. This is USA Radio News. Indianapolis police faced protests after officers fatally shot two men and killed a pregnant pedestrian just hours apart. Police did not have body camera or dash camera footage of either shooting, but they said both men exchanged gunfire with officers. The pregnant woman was walking along an expressway ramp when an officer driving to work struck her with his vehicle. Protesters converged on the first shooting scene and gathered at the city council building in downtown Indianapolis. Many wore face masks aimed at reducing the spread of the coronavirus and shouted, "No justice, no peace." Neiman Marcus has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, the first department store chain and second major retailer to be toppled by coronavirus. The move by the 112-year-old storied luxury department store chain was announced and follows the bankruptcy filing of J. Crew earlier in the week. Experts believe there will be many more to come as businesses start to reopen. Like all other non-essential retailers, Neiman Marcus temporarily closed its stores in mid-March. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You could do so by calling in at 855-453, F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And before we get back to Dodger, who had a funny story you wanted to tell us, he's waiting patiently on the line, we'll talk to you about ForkFest 2020. We could join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
What may be the only remaining festival in the world?
In the world?
I have no idea.
All right, wait, yeah, let's trademark
it. A lot of stuff has been canceled.
But, well, I guess it's probably not the time to talk about it being canceled while I'm doing the read, but so you're on good authority that it probably, like, this isn't
as far as I'm told by the owner of the park, he's planning on everything being as normal.
Wonderful. That's great news. And I guess barring, you know, all of us getting, you know, black bagged and put into a FEMA camp. Well, I mean, and if we're put into a FEMA camp, we'll just have a different kind of party then. Except there won't be food. We'll probably all starve. But, so ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You could simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you could create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. P-A-R-T-Y for people who can't spell. All right, so wating patiently on the line is Dodger.
You're telling a story. Can you recap it briefly?
Finish up. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, sure. First off, by funny, I don't mean funny. It's ironic. To recap, I got, there was lack of work. I wouldn't call it a layoff. There was lack of work. As soon as Governor Whitmer put in the first executive order saying that essentially we were non-essential. Now, keep in mind that the day that she announced this, we tore apart a woman's kitchen, like tore it apart. And we could not go back to work the next day. As far as I know, the poor woman's kitchen is still torn apart. And yet, I go to the grocery store and everybody treats me like a leper, treats everybody else like a leper and all this. And yeah, I go to work and people are willing to stand within like 2 feet of me because I'm a quote unquote essential worker because I work at a national chain pharmacy and they're willing to hand me their dirty cash and, and all that stuff. And like somehow there's something different when I'm selling people cigarettes, beer and junk food.
Well, the essentials.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead.
Is there any sort of plan to reopen yet? Does the governor have any sort of plan to reopen the state like there is in New Hampshire or Georgia or Texas?
Well, sort of, kind of, except that the governor just got sued by, I guess, the state speaker and a bunch of the Republicans, which I'm totally for that. She's calling it partisan where, you know, I live in a state that the Democrats are concentrated, I'm libertarian, but the people that support this are concentrated in probably about five or six metro areas in the state. And the vast majority of the state has seen almost no effect from this. Especially, you know, the UP, the Upper Peninsula, the majority of the counties up there have seen zero cases or one or two.
Huh. And so they're shut down.
And the vast majority of the people are from the Detroit area. Now, a little bit of further irony with all of this is in the state of Michigan, now that cannabis has been legalized, recreational dispensaries are still open.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah, except that I still get my stuff from the black market, but it's just kind of funny that people can't legally go get a haircut. Yes, they can legally go get
right. Now, are you getting the weed from the black market because it's cheaper?
No, I just don't want to deal with the state bureaucracy.
Interesting.
I love agorism. Now that I think of it, it is. I went to a recreational dispensary one time, and I'm sorry, my dealer gives me much better deals than that.
Okay, well, what you're pointing out here is that this whole lockdown thing is just completely political. It's totally arbitrary.
It's totally ludicrous, and thank you for the call, Dodger. That's the other thing, too. It's illegal federally, right? And
what
yet, cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
Cannabis is illegal federally, and yet it's the cannabis dispensaries are essential.
Yeah.
it's absolutely ludicrous.
In some states, in other states, like I think Massachusetts, they closed the recreational, but they kept the medical ones open.
Oh, I see. Okay. I mean, like, not that I agree, but at least it makes a little bit more sense to have the medical ones, you know, open. Not that what this Massachusetts or any state does make much sense. And now here, I mean, it's, you know, some sad news. But I think it's an important thing to bring up, right? It's a harbinger of what might happen here in the United States. This is from a Daily Caller. Australia projects more deaths from suicides in lockdown than from the virus itself. Syrian researchers projected Thursday that more deaths make, repeats the headline, researchers at Sydney University quote, predicted an additional 750 to 1,500 suicides per year for up to 5 years as a result of the impacts of a pandemic and economic shutdowns imposed to curb its spread, according to a piece published in the UK Telegraph. The model predicts that the increase in suicides will be much higher than the nation's coronavirus deaths. The suicides will also affect young people due to widespread closures, with 30% of the newly projected suicides being young people.
Okay, the main objection on this one, I want to hear what you have to say to it. So again, yes. Devil's advocate here, is, well, that's sad, but they chose to kill themselves. Unlike contracting COVID and dying, you don't choose to do that.
Well, I don't think anyone, like, unless someone's absolutely deranged or just curious to see what's on the other side, I don't think anyone willingly choose, like, I don't think anyone wants to kill themselves.
Well, yeah, they do. That's why they do it.
It's because they're driven by factors that's beyond their control. I mean, my understanding...
But you always have the choice to not do it.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. And I think it's a terrible choice to make. But people are driven, and it's unfortunate. But this government, you know, this government forced lockdown isn't helping things, was it? I think, first, like, if you're caught violating social distancing, someone from Australia told me this, that's a $1,000, you know, Australian dollar fine. Mm-hmm. Right? And we played it was on one of the evening Q and played a clip. Just, you know, a few guys are drinking beer on a roof, and they're surrounded by cops and helicopters.
Yes.
And so, and you know, Australia is as big of a police state as Canada,
yeah,
I hear. I in some cases worse, which is, you know, unfortunate. It's at the frontier of a world, one would think that, you know, they'd, you know, have be more, you know, have a frontier spirit, you know, but and especially since the nation was essentially founded by criminals, right? It was a penal colony.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the ultimate irony. So that's just so unfortunate. But yeah, I mean that's my response to that. I mean, like, I think it's a terrible choice, and I don't think anyone should do it. But it's not like, oh, you know, I really don't want to have to go to work today. You know, it's, I can't go to work. I can't get a job. I've been replaced by a machine. I've been laid off. I'm non-essential. I can't feed my family. I'm a failure. And, at least that's what I imagine someone in that case would be suicidal. And I mean, people, when they are suicidal, a lot of the times they're not thinking straight. It could be if they're drinking alcohol or on some other drugs, it could make it even worse. A lot of people who kill themselves are drunk at the time because it's much easier to do something drastic.
Yeah. And another response is this woman earlier was blaming us for not having empathy, but I will say the same thing is true in reverse. The people who want to lock everybody down do not empathize with those who would kill themselves because of it.
Absolutely. It's sick. This is Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. And I want to give a very, very, very special thank you to our Silver Amplifier Seahaw. And, Ian, how much is the how much do Silver Amplifiers contribute? So $5 a month. So thank you, Seahaw, for your generosity and helping us keep the lights going here. And if you'd like to have your name or pseudonym read on the air, or, you know, or not, if you just want to help out the show, you could go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. And so, you know, I kept saying, oh, let's have some positive news. And I'd say this is positive news just because, you know, we see, in my view, a corrupt person outing themselves, someone who has zero integrity or morals. This is from the Daily Caller. Quote, this is the headline. I don't want justice. Politico founder wants Biden, wants President Biden, even if he's a sexual predator. So,
well, I mean, it's not like he'd be the first sexual predator in the presidency.
No, no. But in this case, you know, people should know better beforehand. And now, so one of the founders of Politico admitted that he doesn't want an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden regarding allegations of sexual assault because it could hurt Biden's chances to win in 2020. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, as if that's going to hurt Biden's chances. A piece from the New York Times published Monday showed published letters to the editor regarding a May 2nd piece from the editorial board titled, quote, Investigate Tara Reid's Allegations. Reid has accused Biden of sexually assaulting her while she worked as a Senate staffer in the early 1990s. Martin Tolchin, a co-founder of Politico and The Hill, as well as a former member of the Times' Washington Bureau, wrote in and admitted that he didn't want an investigation into the allegation. Tolchin wrote that this was simply because it could damage the chance to beat President Donald Trump, adding that he didn't even want justice for Reid if her allegation proved true. Now, this is epitome of Trump derangement syndrome. Ian, have you ever heard that term before? Yeah, so where people just, you know, throw all logic and reason out the window just because they hate, or, you know, just because Orange Man bad. Quote, I totally disagree with this editorial. I don't want an investigation. I want a coronation of Joe Biden. Tulchin wrote, according...
Isn't that what you give a king?
Yes, yeah. According to the NYT. Presidents have inaugurations, right? Kings have royalty has coronations. Quote, I don't want justice. Whatever that may be, I want a win, the removal of Donald Trump from office, and Mr. Biden is our best chance.
Wow. If he's your best chance, what does that say about their choices?
Oh, absolutely. So Tulchin appeared determined to beat Trump at all costs. Suppose an investigation reveals damaging information concerning his relationship with Tara Reid or something else, and Mr. Biden loses the nomination to Senator Bernie Sanders or someone else with a minimal chance of defeating Trump, Tulchin wrote. Should we really risk the possibility? I don't think that's true at all. I think Sanders had
a better chance.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and Sanders is able to stay awake for TV appearances. And, Sanders, as far as we know, other than that disgusting, dirty, erotic essay or whatever he wrote.
Wasn't he like in his 20s or something or 30s? He's pretty young when he wrote that.
He didn't look young when he wrote it. I mean, it looked like he was born an old man. the New York Times editorial piece that Tulchin was so frustrated with pushed for an investigation of Reid's accusations. So, it's just so sad. These people are the ones who are, founding news organizations and stuff. And, at this point, the mainstream media, and I'll add the alternative media, too, because they've also been pretty bad recently with Trump. I mean, they're just propaganda outlets for both parties. There needs to be an alternative media now, unfortunately. And riding on the coattails of this, here we go. And, just more hypocrisy. I couldn't believe this one. So, Department of Education and Trump campaign criticized Biden promise to reverse due process rules for campus sexual assault. So, it's as if a man, as in Biden, has no self-awareness whatsoever. So, both the Department of Education and President Donald Trump's campaign pushed back on 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden's promise to reverse due process rules for campus sexual assault on Thursday.
And which rules? Are these the ones that were put in place to give more protections to the accused?
Yes. And now people lose their minds when they talk about protections for people accused of rape and sexual assault. No, what it is it's ensuring that people are viewed innocent until proven guilty, which is what
it's supposed to be.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's what our system is founded on. And now, even for non-sexual assault case, even outside of Title IX and universities, that's not the case. The fact that people are brought away in handcuffs, right, shows that, the police are assuming that they're guilty. In some countries, I saw that on TV, they would pixelate out handcuffs around people's hands because that implies that they're guilty, which does nothing because people figure, they're in handcuffs. But yeah, at least it's something. Former VP Biden, who faces sexual assault allegations by his former Senate Secretary Reid, promised Wednesday to reverse Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos's Title IX protections for those accused of sexual assault on college campuses. The protections are the Trump administration's effort to, quote, shame and silence sexual assault victims, Biden added in a statement. And so now people might be saying, oh, why is he doing this now? What does that have to do? Because there is a culture, and I lived on campus for 2 years here at Keg Stand College. There is a culture of fear when it comes to allegations like that, because there's been places like Mattress, if people remember Mattress Girl, and the Duke lacrosse case, where all that has to be a woman would accuse someone of sexual assault, and before there's an investigation, even the colleges would, in some cases, the college would just kick them out. And even if not, people would make the accused lives miserable. And it's unfortunate because there are actual sexual assaults that go on, and they're less, for some people would believe them less just because there's so many, false flags. That's what it is, a false flag and staged events. Quote, this Title IX rule explicitly protects survivors and restore due process for all students, the press secretary for the Department of Education, Angela Morabito, said. The previous administrations allowed students to treat accused students as, quote, schools to treat accused students as, quote, guilty until proven innocent. The rule lets colleges, quote, off a hook for protecting students by allowing colleges to investigate in a way that dissuades survivors from coming forward, Biden said Wednesday. Well, whatever happened to being allowed to face your accuser? Right. And
the colleges are all backwards with a lot of this stuff, right? Like it's not just accusations of rape. It's just all over the map. They essentially have a private agreement with all the students there. So it's like, if you go to a college, they can search your room anytime they want to. If they stop you walking around, you know, if you're just walking from one point to another on the campus and they say, stop, we need to search you, then you have to allow it to happen. You don't have any rights on these college campuses, and that's part of this whole process. So I support anything that restores a semblance of rights to college campuses.
Yeah, I agree, and I mean, I think it's like for totally private institutions. Although I don't think there's really like totally 100% private institutions left that don't
not
accept
really.
Government money.
There's maybe like one or two. I think I've heard Hillsdale doesn't take government money.
Never heard of it. So yeah, and then the rest is just rehashing it. So I mean, does Biden have zero? Well, excuse me. Does his handlers do they have zero self awareness? Right, talking about. I mean, maybe they think that this will make him look good. By saying,
he's going up against a rapist.
Well, yeah. I mean, accused.
He's not one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. People are accusation, and he's trying to get the accusations to be swept under the rug.
Hashtag always believe women unless they're accusing Joe Biden.
Exactly. Yeah. Unless we're interfering with a Democrat candidate or someone, and then the same thing with Hillary Clinton, who would shame her husband's alleged victims.
What the schools don't understand and they don't care about, because all they care about is their image, is the old adage of, I'd rather see 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. And that's one of the supposed concepts behind the American system that does protect the accused. It's supposed to protect the accused, innocent until proven guilty.
Now it's backwards.
Is the idea. They've reversed that in these colleges, which means that there will be innocent people who are punished for things they didn't do in order so the college looks like it's helping the victims.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just have a little bit of good news. I mean, I consider it good news. This is from Reuters. Exclusive. Trump administration drafting Artemis Accords pact for moon mining. So, Ian, we're going back to the moon, right? Where we might be entering a depression, but this is what saves us, right? Yeah, this is what will fund all of our Trump bucks, right, by going to the moon. The Trump administration is drafting a legal blueprint for mining on the moon under a new U.S.-sponsored international agreement called the Artemis Accords. People familiar with a proposed pact told Reuters. And now, do you ever see the movie Moon with, I think it was Sam Rockwell? That was a good one. It was directed by David Bowie's son, and that was a pretty good one. And they're mining helium-3, which could be used for fusion power, right? Which is better than nuclear power and stuff. So I think this is good news, right? We're thinking beyond our petty squabbles on Earth, looking to expanding the economy to the moon. Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. This is Free Talk Live, and we will be back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. but also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.